this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about calendars.
And the reason for that is it's December the 1st, so we're turning over the last page.
Yeah, we have a calendar which hangs up on our kitchen wall. It's from the Isle of Man.
Of course, yes.
With lots of nice pictures. In these days of everything being on the computer, we still like having a calendar, don't we?
Very important, especially in the kitchen. It has all our appointments on it. Everything from doctor's appointments to hairdresser's appointments.
Social events, parties.
Exactly.
Not many of those. We also write up the number of eggs our hens have laid every day.
Very important. And any big events, basically.
Yeah. Now, the calendar itself, Richard, has got a very interesting history.
Oh, really?
It's the Gregorian calendar, right, Richard?
Okay.
What was the name of the calendar that people used to use before then?
Was it the Julian?
Yeah, the Julian calendar.
Well, as a guess.
Introduced by...
Julius Caesar.
Okay. That was followed by the Gregorian calendar, which was introduced by...
Gregory. Pope Gregory?
Pope Gregory the 13th. So, Richard, we went from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. Do you know when that was?
Ooh, it's quite some time ago. Middle Ages, 1300s, 1400s?
A bit later than that. 1582.
Okay, I can believe that.
And why did they do it?
Well, if it was Pope Gregory, I think it's got to be something to do with his religion, maybe something to do with Easter. But also, I know that the calendar's based on the Earth. It revolves around the sun in a year. Now, no, a year is not exactly 365 days, so there might have been a problem there as well.
Exactly. The Julian calendar was too simple, really. It was 365 divided by 12, and it meant that it was 11 minutes out every year.
But it had leap years, though, did it?
It did have leap years, but that wasn't enough.
It was still 11 minutes out.
And at that time, Easter had a fixed date, and it kept moving. Too quickly.
It's not a problem for a few years, but over hundreds of years, that would have been the problem.
Yeah, so basically, Pope Gregory refined the year, the use of the leap years, so now we're only out 26 seconds rather than 11 minutes. Now, 1582, I said, is when he introduced it, but it wasn't officially accepted in the UK until 1752. And what happened at the same time is that January the 1st became New Year's Day. It used to be March the 25th.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So January the 1st became New Year's Day in 1752.
Wow.
But the other interesting thing is, Richard, is that I said the UK started using the calendar in 1752. It took a lot longer for some of the other countries.
Oh, yes.
Greece didn't start officially using the Gregorian calendar until 1923. And Turkey in 1927.
But there are still other calendars in use. There's the Muslim calendar based on the months on the moon.
So it's lunar, not solar.
Exactly. The lunar month of Ramadan, for instance.
Oh, and the Thais have a different calendar as well.
So do they have leap years in their calendars?
Next year's a leap year, Richard. Let's find out for that podcast.